Blog Talk Radio.
Ayanna?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. My name is Leroy Allen, and I am the host this evening. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, if you would like to take a closer look at the Life Enhancement Consulting Group, you can log on to www.lifeenhancementconsultinggroup.org. Our mission statement today is to enhance the lives of our listeners with power-packed information and resources that ultimately make one's life better. I am equally excited this evening about our special guest who has taken the time to join us this evening, Ms. Ayanna Harrison. She's a well-documented health and wellness coach. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's an entrepreneur. And she's an inspiration to all who come in contact with her. Ayanna, thank you for joining the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
You're very, very, very welcome. Ayanna, why don't we start by asking you to tell us a little something about yourself so that way the listeners have a clear idea as to whom they're listening to.
Well, Leroy, to start with, I'd like to say that I have been on this journey of self-awareness, self-discovery for my own personal use for over 40 years. I started very early in life exploring, at that time it was TM, Transcendental Meditation, and I got into that because I always felt, even at a younger age, there was more to what I was experiencing. I always felt that when I looked at the sky, when I looked at the trees, when I could feel the energy from Mother Earth, that there was this feeling that there was a mystery about it. There was a calling in my spirit to want to know more about that. As a matter of fact, my family, my oldest sister said I did a lot of daydreaming. I now say that I was probably meditating and nobody really knew it. But I've always had a sense that there was something more about life than what I was actually seeing and what I was being exposed to, that it was a deeper meaning. So that actually started, I would say, maybe around 10 or 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in my 20s again, I'm going to go back a little bit, fast forward, I got into Transcendental Meditation. At that time, I was exploring religion. My family came from a Baptist indoctrination into that religion, and so I went to Sunday school every Sunday, and I did the whole thing with the Sunday school lesson on love me and the devil and all this stuff, and that never sat right. So I explored going to the Catholic churches, and it was something about the Catholic church that really excited me. It was quiet. The candles were burning. There was this smell of incense burning, and that sort of resonated with my spirit. So I studied catechism, became a Catholic, but there was still something missing. So just to give you a little tidbit on how I started out early, and as I moved forward in life, I became involved in working with people. My first real experience started in the Ballmer Public School System as a communications representative, working with students. And in that process, I learned about interpersonal relationships, building communications, because that was during a time when the public school systems were being integrated. So it was during the advent of desegregation of the schools. From that, I moved into working with the Baltimore City and working with some of their social programs and working with people who were socially and economically disadvantaged. From that, I got into doing workshop training with, again, the adult population who were socially and economically disadvantaged, some of these people coming out of the penal institution, welfare system. And so I've kind of been, not kind of, I've been working in this field of working with people and dealing with the dynamics of human behavior and looking at what is this mystery about us that connects us to the universe on a much broader scale. So now I'm into this whole field of metaphysics and understanding that we are more than this physical body, this four-legged bodysuit that we're walking around in, that there's so much more to us that we need to really discover. And as a result of that, I've moved into the health and wellness field because it was a sort of a natural kind of progression. So now that I'm into the health and wellness field, I'm looking at who am I? Where did I come from? What is this power within me that can help me heal myself? What is this power within me that knows more about me than I really know about myself? How do I tap into this energy? How do I identify, first of all, who am I being? What is my true nature? What is my true connection with the universe? What does that look like? What does it feel like? How does it relate to illnesses? How does it relate to my whole life in terms of my well-being? So I teach that as a part of my practice, and I encourage people primarily to become proactive in this whole process of discovering who you are. Because if you can identify who you are and you understand what that means, that you're not just your name and you're not just your education and you're not what just happened to you, you're far more than that. Let's explore that. Let's begin to rethink, rediscover, redefine who you thought you were versus who you're not.
I see.
So I start with that as a basic premise, and from that, people get an understanding, a greater understanding and a greater expanded awareness of beginning to take a closer look inside of themselves, looking at the fact that every thought that you think, every feeling that you have, every pain and emotion with it has some type of emotional and psychological imprint that resonates with your body.
I see.
So I know I said a lot there, but that's to sum it up in a nutshell.
I got it. That's very good. That's very good because we all need an inside perception as it relates to who we are, where we're going, where we come from, and that will help solidify a number of different things. Ayana, is there a website or an email that our listeners can go to if they want to take a closer look at what you do and how to discover, you know, certain things about themselves?
Yes, there's the website is Ayana Wellness Spa, and Wellness Spa has three S's in it at the end. Some people miss that, but it's WellnessSSPA. .com, AyanaWellnessBar.com, and the email address is Ayana, A-Y-A-N-A, wellnessspa@gmail.com.
All right. Very well. So the listeners are...
Can I get the phone number as well?
Sure. Go right ahead.
And the phone number is 410-466-5047.
All right. Thank you, Ayana. So as the listeners, you all have heard just how to get in contact with Miss Ayana Harrison. She would be a blessing and an inspiration to everybody whom she come in contact with, as we have stated in the very beginning of the show. Ayana, tell us exactly what is a health and wellness coach?
Well, I'm going to give, again, this may not be in Webster's Dictionary.
All right.
I create my own Sometimes I create my own words, and when you think about it, that's how words were created, right? Somebody created.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you there. You and I have that in common.
Well, for a health and wellness coach, as I see my role as a health and wellness coach, my role is to help people to transform their thinking, first of all, about themselves. Because if people can understand that they really have a greater power than which from which they're operating from, and that power lies within them. And you get a and you explore that, and that has to come through a process of rediscovering. You know, you actually go on a journey to educate yourself and to explore those possibilities of who you really are as a spiritual being versus just a person walking around in a four-legged bodysuit, as I refer to it. So I help people to transform their thinking about who they are and to look at how that interplays with every aspect of their life, their personal life, their relationship with others, their work, their careers, their children, so forth and so on. Because if you educate, if people can get a nice start, this whole thing of understanding who they are versus who they're not, and begin to really be honest with themselves and make a commitment to really begin to explore their true nature and identity as it relates to not only themselves, but as the universe as a whole, which is, encompasses everyone and everything, including our environment. I guide them through a process of engaging in different types of activities, serving as a resource person for them, encouraging people to become proactive in the care and the maintenance of their health and well-being. Not to give them answers, but to have them seek their own answers. Because most of the time, Leroy, people already know within themselves where their problems lie. They may not be willing to admit it, but I always say it's one thing when nobody else knows the truth. It's another thing when you know the truth about where you stand in your own stuff. So it's
very
a matter
well.
Of honest with yourself, about yourself, so that we can get through the stuff that needs to be corrected or the stuff that's creating the barriers for you in your life.
Very well. That's very well put. One of the things that I have come to learn, and I'm sure that the listeners who are listening to us would agree with this, when we look at the expectations of what we have towards a certain goal, such as it could be losing weight, enhancing balance, those goals come with also behavioral change. And when we look at behavioral change, we're looking at what you just described, which is process. And one of the things that I've come to learn is that whether it's me or the listeners, we cannot shortcut the process, because in the process, there are new habits that are formed. So talk to us about what a client should expect when they come to Ayanna Harris as a health and wellness coach. What should they expect from you?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be very honest with them about where I stand in terms of the integrity of my work. Because I think once a person has a clear understanding of who they're working with, because as you know, Leroy, everything is about developing relationships.
Of course.
So it's not what they, you know, I don't really, the only expectation that I really have of a person is that if you're coming to me and you're soliciting my help with anything, then you need to be honest about that. Because the work that I do is sacred work. And I that work. And I stand in integrity with that work. So I really don't have any time for someone who is not serious about moving to the next level. If you come to me and you say, Ayana, you know, I've been, you know, having this issue for 10 years and it's been bugging me and I really want to get past it, and I start talking to you about that, and then you start to be, you know, not as honest and straightforward with me, I'm going to pick that up. Normally I do. I'm very good at that. So I want a person to be clear. Clarity is very important. I want you to be clear about what it is that you are really wanting from me to assist in a process that will free you from any barriers that you may have that you feel that's impeding on your life. So clarity, be clear about what it is that you're wanting. Be ready to be honest, and more importantly, be ready to make a commitment to that, because otherwise we're wasting time. I'm not saying that we can correct anything within short period of time, but I'm saying that if you start out on that path of being very clear how you see yourself, where do you want to begin in this, then I can help you with that. And that starts, first of all, with making an assessment and identifying where those barriers are. More importantly, where did they come from? Everything had to originate from somewhere.
Absolutely. I so agree with you, and I'm so glad that you used the word assessment, because the next question is, how do you, as the professional, assess the development of the client moving forward to his or her goals? How do you go about assessing that when they're honest, when they've brung clarity? Because as a coach, I believe you and I both would agree that we don't intend to stay a coach with that particular client for 5, 6, 10 years. We want to coach them to transformation and to fulfillment, but we don't want to be in a situation where we're in a Ferris wheel where we're coaching them for 15 to 20 years. So how do we go about assessing or putting together some assessment tools, whereas then at the end of it all, the client is left saying, hey, I'm satisfied, I've grown, I've developed, now I want to go help somebody else. How do we do that, Ayana?
I am so glad that you asked that question, Leroy, because I have met with people over a period of years who've been seeing therapists for 10, 15 years, and they still have the same issues. And I'm not placing a judgment on that, because I think some people do need ongoing, treatment. Mm-hmm. And that's another category of people. You know,
of
some
course.
People see a psychiatrist, and some people may feel they need medication to get through their life. The way that I measure a person's ability to take on this challenge, when you say you want to, you know, improve your life and you want to transform your life and you want to get past this stuff that's been burdening you and, you know, your unforgiveness and your pain and your anger about what happened to you in the past, the way I measure that is, first of all, within the first few sessions of with someone, I make it very, very clear that what you say and what you do are two different things.
Absolutely.
What you say won't make a difference until you come back and say to me, you know, Ayan, I had this crisis situation. This is how I dealt with it. Then I know there's a shift being made. The other way that I know, and you know also, Leroy, when you begin to work with people, and, you know, this work that we do is very sacred.
Absolutely, I agree.
It's not just about having a title of a wellness coach or any kind of coach. You know, you're talking about affecting people's lives, you know? And
absolutely.
So it's not a game here. This is serious business. So if I'm working with you, the way I assess the outcomes is by what you're doing, not what you're saying. I give homework to individuals. What you come back to me with, you have to make a commitment. If you have to do an apology piece, I engage people in the process. And in doing that, I can pretty much get an idea of the level of improvement that they're having. The other thing is, when people make a shift internally about their thinking, about themselves, about their healing, or whatever it is, they show up differently. They show up different. They speak differently. They have a different language, because that language also is something that we work with as well. Because if you're telling me, I'm trying, I know, and I keep getting that, then I know something is not working for you. You see?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not by what you say, but each session that I have with you, each time you come back, even if it's something that we may have to go over again until you get it, because everybody's an individual, so mm-hmm. everybody doesn't get at the same level as others, and that's understandable.
Sure.
But I can tell, and I know you can too, because you do this work as well, mm-hmm. you can, because a person will show up differently. They start being different. They start speaking different. They show up.
Absolutely.
Presence radiated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And things start to show up in their life, and they start coming back and saying, hey, guess what happened? This happened to me. That happened to me. You know? So, again, this is a way of looking for me as how effective I am being, because I am not interested in holding on to a client for 5-10 years. That's not what a coach does, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I so agree with you, and I so agree with the fact that anything that's working good starts from the inside and it shows up on the outside. So it becomes very, very, or should I say crystal clear as to the development of the client and how the client is feeling overall. And it starts with something I'm going to say as simple as communication.
Yes.
When we have effective communication, nothing missing, nothing broken, we're not just having effective communication with the receiver of the message, we're having effective communication with ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you touched on that. And the next question, Ayanna, how long should a client work with a coach? Because we already discussed that. We shouldn't be coaching regardless of what it is for 10 years.
I think it depends, Leroy. And, you know, I always say this in any discussion I'm having with anyone in terms of, you know, from a practitioner to in a client relationship. Each person is an individual. You know, it's just that I say to people sometimes, it's unrealistic to think that a person, and this is just to give an example.
Sure.
A person who is 200, and it's not a judgment for anybody that's listening, it's not a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who weighs 200 pounds and someone who weighs 100 pounds to need the same amount of water in their body.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a PhD to understand that. It's not realistic that a person 200 pounds would need the same amount of water as a person's 100 pounds. But yet we're told you need 6 to 7, 8 glasses of water a day. Well, if you understand that the brain is 90% water and the blood's 90% water and the body weight is 75 to 80% water, then that's unrealistic. So it's the same way with coaching. I treat each and every person as an individual profile. That person's profile, that person's situation is not the same as another person, because each situation brings to it, I call it the dynamics of human behavior. Everybody mm-hmm. does not process the same, okay? Mm-hmm. And everybody's circumstances in terms of any trauma that's created some anger, resentment, or unforgiveness, the circumstance may be different. But usually those circumstances seek after the same kind of feelings, unworthiness, not loving yourself, not appreciating yourself. But how a person will process it and go through it really depends on where that individual is in terms in that moment of time. So mm-hmm. I give suggestions to people, like depending on what the problem is, because some people may have worked through their problem to a certain extent and maybe just need a little push.
Uh-huh.
They may need 6 sessions. You know, sometimes I'll do group sessions. If a person's unsure, I'll say, well, let's try 3 sessions. mm-hmm. for that person. Let's try three sessions, see how it feels for you, see what it looks like, see what, you know, see if you're getting anything out of it, and then make a determination. The next person coming along, I may say, well, you know, let's try this for 6 months. That person may have another situation going on, like an illness or some uneasiness going on in the body that may, you know, mean that I want to give them a little more extra time, like another add another three sessions onto that. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh, it does. It does. Because just as you said, everybody's different. Everybody's learning curve is different. Needs are different. And you can't be but so specific when everybody's different. You have to go along with what people are telling you, what they're sharing with you. Because like you said, more times than not, persons have the answer to whatever their problem is. I have an answer towards whatever my problem is. I just have to implement the solution into my life so that way my life is made better.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, that is for the most part what you're saying about the fact, or the fact is, making someone's life better so that in return they can turn around and make another person's life better.
Absolutely.
Which is something that you and I talk about on a continuous basis.
Yes.
We have about 3 minutes remaining here before we have to bring closure to the show, Ayanna. But Ayanna, is there a way for a client to sample your coaching before they hire you? And if so, what is the best way? Is it by way of website that they would gain access to it, or do you even offer that?
Well, I do offer it, and, you know, most of the time I operate, most of my business is, I would say 90% is referral basis, and I really prefer that because what that does, it kind of weeds people out.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my schedule is changing, and I'm looking to do more out-of-state work. So if a person is seriously interested, they can call me at the 410-466-5047 number, and
mm-hmm.
I would be willing to do, you know, maybe 15 minutes of consulting with them on the phone to see where they are, and then
mm-hmm.
we could, at no charge, and then we could take it from there.
I see. Well, it's been pleasurable. It's been very meaningful. It's been very inspirational that you would take this time to share and to give us insight on health and wellness. It is up to us, because you are indeed the professional, to move forward and to apply the information that has been given here this evening. And I think that for those who have tuned in to listen to this show by way of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show, they are very enthused about what they've heard, about the energy that has transferred from one person to another. And so with that, I want to say thank you once again, Ayanna, for joining us this evening. I really appreciate your time, your effort, your wisdom, and your understanding. And for the listeners, I want to say thank you as well for taking the time to join us this evening. And I would simply just ask you all to do three things for me speaking to the listeners here, as I would normally do. And those three things are: live hard, live long, but most importantly, live right. And once again, if you need to contact Ayanna, you can contact her at the information that she's already displayed. Thank you so very much once again, Ayanna, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.